And as Michael just told us, Hurricane Maria destroyed much of the communication infrastructure connecting Puerto Rico, the U.S. territory, with the rest of the world, including the millions of Puerto Ricans living on mainland America. Tim Padgett from member station WLRN reports that those in Miami are doing all they can to reconnect with family and friends on the island.
Hay alguien que tenga información del sector La Sabana en Cedro Bajo. Estoy buscando la familia.
For many Puerto Ricans in the U.S., this is one of the only means of communicating with people back in Puerto Rico at the moment. It's Zello, the walkie-talkie app that transmits messages on group channels when cell phone service is a challenge, as it is right now in Puerto Rico. It's been a week since Hurricane Maria ravaged the Caribbean island. At least 10 people died in the storm. Maria knocked out power, water, and communications island-wide, as South Florida Puerto Ricans like Jesus Figueroa are all too aware.
Well, the problem is that most of the communication towers, they're in place, but they're not connected to the grid. They're working on generators, and since they have a lot of landslides, right now it's hard to get into the stations to put the fuel on them.
Figueroa works for the federal government. He left Puerto Rico 15 years ago to live in Miami. His native island has suffered hurricanes before, but he says this is the first time he's ever known it to be so utterly cut off from the world. On Sunday, Figueroa stood outside his church in Palmetto Bay listening to Zello transmissions and hoping to hear any word about his relatives in the central Puerto Rican city of Naranjito.
It's very frustrating because you don't know if they're good, if they've been hurt or not, or if they need something. You're not able to communicate with them.
Hurricane Maria is one of the worst natural disasters to hit Puerto Rico in almost a century, and it will probably take years to recover. Puerto Ricans on the island are U.S. citizens, but right now they're feeling more like neighboring Haiti did last year after being leveled by Hurricane Matthew, less protected by U.S. infrastructure. What little information the more than 1 million Puerto Ricans here in Florida have been able to glean has been alarming. Ana Maria Moran is a retiree in West Palm Beach. She finally heard from relatives back in her flooded coastal hometown of Manatee over the weekend.
Maybe 20, 30 seconds. They were able to get some signal and to call us. Everybody is in the same situation. Food and water left for only a few days. No fuel, no communications with authorities. A tearful call because the hospital is collapsing.
Moran is a former international aid worker. Her son's a pilot. Now that she knows the situation, they're set to make a relief flight to Manatee this week to deliver supplies. They also hope to bring locals with urgent needs back to Florida.
The plane will fit 10 people, moms with their babies and the elderly. Some of them are isolated. You can't get to them at this point.
But very few here have been as fortunate as Moran to speak with loved ones on the island. That's why Puerto Rico hurricane networks are popping up on social media. They're like bulletin boards where Puerto Ricans here can get information about people there, and vice versa.
Those that have communication with somebody in the island, then we say, oh, can you please check for this person, and call me back.
One of those bulletin boards was set up by a South Florida networking group called Boricuas Realengos, or Far-Flung Puerto Ricans. Angie Flores of Miramar heads Boricuas Realengos.
Can you check my cousins because I cannot communicate with them? And then they call you, even though they don't know you, they pass the information.
Flores herself has yet to make contact with relatives in her hometown of Juncos, southeast of Puerto Rico's capital, San Juan. A flooded river has submerged much of Juncos. For people on the island, the communications breakdown is even scarier. WLRN made contact with San Juan attorney Francisco Gonzalez. He had just made it to the rural town of Caguas to check on friends, and he called the devastation and isolation extraordinary.
Over 70% of the electrical poles are down.
Most of the roads could not be used because we have lost, I will say, 80-85% of all the trees around the roads.
But Gonzalez did have one piece of personal good news.
We have been able to communicate with my daughter that lives in Tampa.
Even before Hurricane Maria, Puerto Rico was suffering one of the worst economic crises in its history, as well as a massive exodus to the U.S. mainland. Gonzalez said he fears the hurricane will only drive more Puerto Ricans away. For Here and Now, I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.